Welcome to another episode of the Book Lovers Podcast from the Claremont County Public Library. I'm Laura, and I'm here with my co-host, Andrea.
Hello.
We're joined this week by two staff members from the new Miami Township branch. Andy, a librarian, is here.
Hello.
And Laurie, the branch manager, is also joining us.
Hi.
You can find this podcast on iTunes or wherever you usually get your podcasts. All of the books and resources we mention in today's episode can be found on our website, claremontlibrary.org. So today, in honor of National Poetry Month, we're talking about
poetry.
So, Andy, why don't you get us started and tell us what National Poetry Month is?
Well, it's April.
Yay!
And we're in April, so it's
That's good timing.
It was started by the Academy of American Poets in 1996. As a way to increase awareness and appreciation of poetry in the United States. Bill Clinton, who was president at the time, said in a proclamation, "National Poetry Month offers us a welcome opportunity to celebrate not only the unsurpassed body of literature produced by our poets in the past, but also the vitality and diversity of voices reflected in the works of today's American poetry. Their creativity and wealth of language enrich our culture and inspire a new generation of Americans to learn the power of reading and writing at its best."
That seems kind of lofty.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Pretty big for
That's
a bill.
That's good. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Could you reread that using a foreign accent?
I could, but it would be awful.
Maybe when the mic's turned off.
That's like the outtakes.
There you go. There you go. Our best of, our blooper reel.
Yeah.
So, what do we have at the library as far as poetry resources? Maybe somebody wants to write poetry or they want to explore poetry. Do you guys have anything you can recommend?
Yes, we have things at the library, and we have very readily available resources through the internet. First, we have poetry and just general creative writing groups at the New Richmond and at the Williamsburg branch. Call those branches for details and times. We have anthologies that you can access through the branches. Best American Poetry comes out every year. Some others, the Oxford Book of American Poetry, the Echo Anthology of International Poetry, American War Poetry, the Norton Anthology of Modern and Contemporary Poetry, many anthologies along those lines. To write poetry, you really should be reading poetry. And once you've done that, we also have a lot of how-to books on our shelves. The Book of Forms by Lewis Turco, Poetry for Dummies, Poetry as Spiritual Practice by Robert McDowell, and Poetry Matters, Writing a Poem from the Inside Out by Robert Fletcher. So a variety of how-to books. Once you've read, once you've written, your next step may not, but it may be a desire to get published. We have Poets Market, an F&W publishing publication that comes out every single year and has just thousands of places that will publish your poetry. We also have Writer's Digest, a monthly magazine that has sections on poetry. It's not exclusively poetry. I want to read a poem aloud, and this poem is My Papa's Waltz by Theodore Rettke, written roughly around 1940-1942. This is one of the first poems that I ever really enjoyed in a normal way. My Papa's Waltz. The whiskey on your breath could make a small boy dizzy, but I hung on like death. Such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans slid from the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not unfrown itself. The hand that held my wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped a buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed, still clinging to your shirt.
Nice.
Nicely done. Nice. Thank you.
So, Andy, do you have any programs supporting Poetry Month?
We do, in fact. Tuesday, April 10th at 6:30, we're going to have poetry reading at the library. And we're in our fourth year of that.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. How it's set up is that we have four writers, poets, that come in and They each read a few minutes of their poetry or writings. And then after that, it's open mic. And so anybody age 18 and up who wants to say aloud their own poetry or writing or essay or monologue or anything that they want, they are free to do so.
So do they have to contact you ahead of time?
No, we're not taking registrations for this. We kind of just leave it open.
Okay. So should the spirit move you, you can show up and just read your poetry, right?
That's right.
All right,
that's
awesome.
Right. So I have time to write poetry between now and then.
You do, yes.
Good, perfect.
We're not even in April yet.
So that's right. You got time.
No, probably 2 weeks from today.
You have time to write it, polish it, and practice it. I'll expect to walk by your cube and hear you declaiming poetry.
I'll try.
Right. Well, that's super. That's exciting. Are they gonna? Are the four local poets? Do they have books or anything that they're bringing? Are
In readings past, they have brought books to sign or sell, or sometimes they bring things to give away, like chapbooks or little...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really... each one's been a little different because each one's had different readers.
Right.
But they usually bring something, to share.
That's cool.
Either for free or for sale.
All right.
So, yeah.
That's good to know.
And this one is pretty special in that we do have the return of two people who have read poetry prior at other events in the past. The return of two individuals, Mark Flanagan and Nathan Singer, will be returning to the stage. We also have two new poets, Juanita Mays and Francis Pospisil, will be here. So these are great guys and girls. And I've written about them in a blog. It's the off-the-shelf blog, which is part of our site, claremontlibrary.org. It's down towards the bottom. So you can read all about those wonderful writers and the event there, if you'd like to.
Very cool.
That's exciting.
Thanks for sharing
with us.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Anything else before we close it out?
You know, I want to mention a couple of websites that I think are really useful for poets. And the first is the Academy of American Poets website, which shares both brand new poems and poems from the long history of American poetry. I also want to suggest a site called Poetry Daily. And every day they will send to you in your email a link to a new poem by a living current poet, and that's kind of a nice thing to
what a delightful
to see
thing and instead of spam email to have a poem to start the day off.
And here at the Claremont County Public Library, we do have access to OhioLINK, and that's great because it gives us access to virtually all of the academic libraries in Ohio, and that's where a lot of poetry books live. Whether you're looking for something pretty new, pretty well known, or pretty obscure, a poet's first work that's been out of print since 1964, we can probably get it for you in a week to 10 days. Through OhioLINK.
That's good to know. Yeah.
I also want to read another poem, and this is a villanelle by Elizabeth Bishop, One Art. And I want you to listen for the rhyme scheme and also the repetition of lines. I used to have this poem memorized. Many people do because it's so easy to do. So listen. One Art. The art of losing isn't hard to master. So many things seem filled with the intent to be lost that their loss is no disaster. Lose something every day, except the fluster of lost door keys, the hour badly spent. The art of losing isn't hard to master. Then practice losing farther, losing faster. Places and names and where it was you meant to travel, none of these will bring disaster. I lost my mother's watch, and look, my last or next to last of three loved houses went. The art of losing isn't hard to master. I lost two cities, lovely ones, and vaster, some realms I owned, two rivers, a continent. I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like, write it, like disaster.
That's wonderful.
That was beautiful. Nice. Thank you for sharing that with
us. Will you be at Andy's event?
to read poetry?
I hope I'll be there. If I'm not, also at the desk, library cards and such.
Oh, cool.
Lori has read poetry.
That's right. I tried to prime the pump by reading a poem aloud.
That's great. Oh, yeah. Fabulous. That's really great. Cool. Okay.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything. Right. Just bring your... Bring your poetry, bring yourselves to the event on the April 10th at 6:30 here at the Miami Township Branch. And see the new branch, because it's cool too.
It's true.
And all the details will be on the website. Again, that's claremontlibrary.org. So all the resources they've mentioned and more details about the event, and even the mini bios that Andy wrote about the local writers. So it's all there.
Great.
It's all there. Online.
All of it. All of it.
All right, thank you for listening to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget that, like a good book, you can recommend our podcast to a friend. Until next time, read on, reader. Mm-hmm.